Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my video/podcast, How to Truly Love Yourself. What I'll be talking about are the keys to loving yourself unconditionally so that you can have a truly joyful, abundant, loving, and miraculous life. And be able to manifest your hopes, dreams, and desires into physical reality by choosing to be happy first, rather than letting the conditions of your life determine if you're going to be happy or not. So stay tuned to this video podcast. Hi, my name is Zakaran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. I hope you enjoy this video, and it helps you to create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance and freedom that you desire. If you get anything from this, please share it with your friends. If you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. How to truly love yourself. To truly love yourself, you must train yourself into the rhythm of who you truly are, rather than responding to conditions and letting conditions determine how you are going to feel. You must train yourself into alignment with the vibration of unconditional love, which your source has for you. Which means your source never ever judges you for any reason. Your source is always completely pleased with who and what you are and what you are doing. In the eyes of Source, you can do no wrong. You are the only one who judges your behavior. Of course, people do, but when you are focused upon truly loving yourself, what other people think about you doesn't matter. Because again, unconditional love is training yourself into the rhythm with who you truly are, rather than responding to conditions and letting those conditions, such as people and how they are acting and what they think about you, determine how you're going to feel. Conditional love is the love that is doled out by people that we have been trained to value and that we have been trained to let determine how we are going to feel about ourselves. If we are receiving favor and attention and affection and quote-unquote love from others, we feel good. When we are not, and that favor and love that is withdrawn from us because our behavior is now being judged by them and condemned by them, then we feel bad. But if you're going to truly love yourself unconditionally, you cannot let anyone or anything outside of you determine how you're going to feel about yourself. You get to learn to love yourself and be happy about yourself regardless of what anyone else is doing. So unconditional love is attending to your vibration first, which means deciding that you're going to be happy regardless of anything or anyone outside of you, and regardless of the conditions of your life. And then experiencing what the law of attraction yields for you as a result of that alignment, rather than trying to do the impossible, which is to try to control the people and situations around you so that you will feel happy. That is the definition of conditional love, which is how most people live their lives. They try to manipulate other people with their judgments and condemnation to try to get people to change so that they can feel better. They judge and condemn not only life on earth that is not pleasing to them, but they judge their own life and the people and situations around them with the futile belief that by focusing on what they hate, those hateful things will somehow miraculously change or go away. But the universe does not work that way. The universe will always give you more of whatever you're focused upon. So to create a pleasing external reality, you must create a happy internal reality. And that is the essence of unconditional love. Unconditional love is not loving unlovable things, or somehow controlling yourself, doing affirmations, etc., to try to love unlovable things. Instead, unconditional love is not manipulating yourself to somehow feel better about things you don't like and don't want. Unconditional love is aligning your vibration, your mindset, your thinking, your focus, etc., into the direction of things you do like, love, and want, which is where your source is always focused. Anytime you place your attention upon unwanted things, you are out of alignment with unconditional love, and more than likely, trying to change conditions to feel better. Even if that means judging and condemning that behavior so you can feel a little better about yourself because you feel superior to that person or that situation. Even thoughts of revenge feel better than the feelings of helplessness and powerlessness that you are feeling. But don't get stuck in revenge and anger and then feel guilty because you are thinking of killing that wretched knave who has done you wrong, and then feel worse again. Instead, keep ascending the emotional scale by focusing on things that are easy to love and appreciate. Say things like, I don't know how, but somehow this is going to turn into my favor because everything always goes my way. I am always improving and I'm always growing and I'm on my path. Every day I'm getting better and better at focusing on what I want and appreciating the good things I have in my life. This quote-unquote drama, bum 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 bum, is just an old manifestation from an old thought I had long ago, but I'm better now. I'm more focused now and I know how to focus my thoughts and energies so that I feel better about myself and my life all the time, regardless of what anyone else does. I'm through trying to change the conditions of my life by judging and condemning people and situations. Judging and condemning is no fun and not how my source thinks. Judging and condemning myself and others feels terrible, and I want to feel good because feeling good feels good. And feeling good is why I want anything in the first place. I want everyone to be happy. And judging others certainly isn't going to make them happy and help them feel better about themselves so that they'll feel happy. People do stupid, ignorant things because they don't know how to focus their attention upon things they like and love. Most people just don't know the joy of alignment with their source. They don't know the joy of unconditional love and the joy of attending to their vibration and their happiness first. In other words, most people don't understand the ecstasy of doing whatever they can to be happy first, regardless of what anyone else is doing and what they think about them. And the best way to help others see the light is to lead by example. It is futile to try to change others, so I will feel better. So I'm going to lead by example and attend to my vibration first. I'm going to be happy first and think and feel and do what makes me happy, regardless of what anyone else thinks. And then I can show others that they can be happy too by thinking about themselves first, by attending to their own joy and happiness first, and then influencing others to that joy and happiness. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be happy first and then lead by example to show people that happiness is possible without having to try the impossible task of controlling conditions around me. I'm going to show people with the example of my life how joyful and easy and prosperous life can be when you surrender and allow the universe to give you what you want and give up the fight. I'm through fighting. I'm through trying to prove my worth by showing people how hard of a worker I am and how valiant of a fighter I am and how courageous I am and that I'm a overcomer. I prefer ease instead. I prefer joy instead. I prefer placing my joyful focus upon things I love and appreciate, so that the law of attraction will create more things for me to love and appreciate. That is how I'm going to change the world. Not by judging and condemning what I hate, but by loving and appreciating what I love and appreciate. And I'm going to show people that doing that is a ton more fun and the only real way to improve life on Earth. By loving what is working and paying no attention to what is not working. And by doing so, we will create more of what is working and less of what is not working. But first, I'm going to start with my life where I have the most creative control. I'm going to create such a happy, exciting, wondrous, joyful, abundant, loving inner life that I create a similarly joyful, abundant outer life that is going to be my legacy. My life is going to be my legacy. My example of joy and unconditional love is going to be my legacy. And whether or not they build statues of my brilliant likeness, whether or not I am recognized for my priceless example of how to truly live as a hero, I'm going to revel in my awesome magnificence regardless. I'm going to sing praises to my name for the courageous, heroic, natural, joyful, unconditionally loving example that I present, not to prove anything to anyone, not to prove my worth, but just to show others how to live naturally, as the awesome, magnificent creators of reality that we truly are. And I'm going to create amazing things on this earth. Again, not to prove my worth to anyone, but just because I can. And it's fun to create new and wonderful things. And it's fun to have desires and then manifest those desires into physical reality by aligning my thoughts and vibration with Source and my desires. It's fun to be a creator. I'm a creator of worlds. And it is no more difficult to create a button than it is to create a castle. It's only a matter of belief and allowance. I love knowing that my source in the entire universe is completely supporting me to be, do, and have whatever I want in my life, completely and unconditionally. I love knowing that. I love knowing that I am completely in charge of my life and the creation of my reality. I love knowing that I am not a puppet on a string, and I don't have to prove my worth to anyone. I love knowing that my worth is not in question. And I am a priceless jewel, worth more than the largest jewel ever discovered. I love knowing that I am unique and no one else is like me. And I have my own perception of the universe. And I love knowing that everyone else is completely unique and has their own perception of the universe, and I like that unique diversity. I love that no one is like me. I like knowing that no one has to believe in any way similarly to myself so that I can feel happy or like I am loved or like I belong, etc. I like knowing that no one is judged and condemned by Source for any reason whatsoever. Even the most dastardly, murderous villain is completely loved and adored by Source. I love knowing that, and that takes the pressure off of me because I no longer have to be judge, jury, and executioner of other people. I love knowing that every single person's natural state of being is love, joy, prosperity, and well-being. And anything that anyone is experiencing outside of those realms of goodness is just for the fun of experiencing contrast. And then the joy of creating an improvement based on that contrast and enjoying that fun adventure of creating that improvement. I love knowing that contrast, what we don't like and don't want, is a priceless gift. Because if we didn't know what we didn't like, we wouldn't know what we do like. And without the contrast of life, there would be no growth and no evolution. And there would be no infinity and no immortality. And ultimately, there would be no creation and life would not exist. So I'm going to have fun with the contrast of life and just look at contrast as something to inspire me to forward movement. Something to inspire me to create improvement. I'm going to enjoy the contrast and appreciate it because it inspires me to adventure, because without a goal to achieve, there is no quest. And I like adventures. I am here on Earth for the adventure of it. I am an adventurer. I am a hero. And heroes are always on an adventure. I am a champion, and champions relish challenges. And I love a challenge. Life is an adventure, and I'm going to squeeze every ounce of juice from it. And I love knowing that I will attract the perfect people who are in optimal alignment with my vibration and my desires and my vitality and my joy and my sense of adventure and my abundant nature and my courageous spirit. And I love knowing that I don't have to try to get everyone to join me on my quest of joy, because everyone has their own journey and their own desires to create in their lives. And I especially love knowing that I am not here to save anyone, because no one needs saving. Everyone is perfect just the way they are, and their own source is always guiding them to wonderful things. Now, if you are watching this video or listening to this podcast, then perhaps you are also an adventurer and you would like to live a life of complete joy, love, abundance, and fulfillment. Then contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info. And let's work and play together to create for yourself a truly abundant, joyful, loving, and miraculous life. Go to ilovefreedom.info and let's get you on the road to freedom. My name is Zakarin, and thank you for watching my video. I hope you got something from it. Please like it and share it with your friends. If you did, come visit me at zakarin.com for lots of other videos and audios and podcasts and supportive, amazing products and supportive things, guidance, etc., to help you become a deliberate creator of divine reality, which is, of course, what you want to do. You've come to this earth to create your desires into physical reality and have fun doing it. If you'd like to receive my free book and video series to Master Keys of Success and Freedom to help you accomplish that, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. That's freekeysofsuccess.info. And if you're tired of struggling financially, if you have a dream to fire your boss, create a life of freedom financially, and also to have the absolute greatest gift of all, which is time freedom, which is what we all really have the ability to create. The purpose of life is joy, and the basis of life is freedom, and we can have both of those things in our life. If you'd like to have those things in your life, be those things in your life, contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info, and I'll show you a 2-minute video to show you how to create that in your life. My name is Zakarin, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thank you again for watching my video, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday.